and running, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy. How precious! God has thousands of names to meet our thousands of needs. His names speak for himself. His names also speak for our relationship with him. It's so wonderful, and one of his names is very special. It's Jehovah Roi. Sounds strange, and you may not know what it means. The meaning of Roi is shepherd. It is one of the compound names of God. Jehovah Roi. This name appeared in Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. It's so precious. He's our shepherd. Do you know? The sheep are badly short-sighted. They don't really know the way. It is dangerous, for they are not defensive at all. Their greatest protection is their shepherd. They follow their shepherd wherever he goes. It's so good that Psalm 23 mentioned he is our shepherd. He will bring us to the still waters and green pastures. He has the tender loving care upon us. I shall not want. The Lord will prepare for me a table in the presence of my enemies. I even walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. His light shines on us. His presence is with us, and he deals with our enemies for us. We have green pastures and still water for us day by day. He prepares for us the oil and the cup of blessings daily. Goodness and mercy are given to us day by day. Do you remember? We're the sheep of the Lord. The most crucial for us is to listen to the Lord, to draw near him and listen to his voice. I'd like to sing a hymn with you. The name of this hymn is, Until Today, You Are Still Shepherding Me.
My beloved, my shepherdster, great I am. His perfect tender care makes me like not in him. He leads me to green pastures, rest by still waters. He restores, transforms me. Merits of trials wounded, yet I will not fall. For his name's sake he leads me on to righteous paths. In the vales I can enjoy his presence that can be seen. So unique and most intimate. Your staff leads me, everything is in your hand. You laid a feast for me before my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows day by day and forevermore. A crown of glory is your grace for all my years. Desiring to live ever with you is my dream. In you, Lord, it's been fulfilled. I give as you live with me. Evermore, you stand by my side, holding my hand.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verse 11 to verse 15, as well as verse 23 to 33. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. he flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 23. And Jesus was walking in the temple, in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I gave them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? The Jews answer him, It is not for good works that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy. Because you, being a man, make yourself God. We have reached the Gospel according to John chapter 10. The scene was the same as in the previous chapter, when the Lord Jesus healed a man who was blind from birth. That meant the Lord Jesus was still in the temple. The Lord Jesus met the blind man again at the end of the previous chapter. He said to the men, Do you believe in the Son of Man? You can refer to chapter 9, verse 35, and in verse 36. The blind man answered, And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? The Lord Jesus told him frankly that he is the Son of God. The blind man believed in Jesus and worshiped Jesus at once when Jesus told the blind man that he is the Son of God. Do you remember? If you don't, you can read in chapter 9, verse 38. But how about the Pharisees? When the Pharisees who were with him heard that, they asked, Are we also blind? In fact, the Pharisees heard what the Lord Jesus said to the blind man, and that was their response. It was the Pharisees who didn't believe what the Lord Jesus said, that he is the Son of God. As we can see, the Jews gathered around Jesus in verse 24 of this chapter. They told Jesus to tell them plainly if he is the Christ, and not to keep them in suspense. It seems that the responsibility was put on the Lord Jesus, since Jesus didn't make it clear. But Jesus answered them, I tell you, and you do not believe. The Lord Jesus replied to the Jews clearly, not that the Lord Jesus didn't make it clear, but that they didn't believe him. Their hesitation was not due to the Lord Jesus, for there was no problem on the Lord. The problem was on those men. It was due to the hesitation and disbelief of man. And what the Lord Jesus did also proved what he said. He is the Son of God. He is Christ. He is the one sent by God. You can refer to chapter 10, verse 20, or you can read it again. Jesus answered them, I tell you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness to me, but you do not believe. Brothers and sisters, it is a good reminder to me. In fact, the disbelief of man makes excuse for themselves. They don't see it was their responsibility they should bear. Our most crucial response to God is the response of faith and love. Those who are confident will not look at the environment, the enemy, or themselves. But the one without confidence will blame the environment, the devil, the enemies, themselves, or even the Lord, and leave the responsibility on the Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we should not blame anything else. We can be the happiest and the strongest. We can be so glorious at this moment. How? That's right, we shall return to the Lord, to trust in him and draw close to him. We get help when we trust in him. just like Peter when he began to sink. He called out, "Lord, help me!" The Lord immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. Surely, the Lord will reach out to help us and save us. The question is whether we're willing to trust him. We will never be put in shame whenever we trust in him. Next, we have to continue to trust once we get up, so our hearts tread on high places and be with the Lord all day long. Our faith and minds will mount up with wings like eagles. Brothers and sisters, there is the life of faith we live day by day. The Lord likes us to keep on knowing him and hearing his voice. With his guidance and his protection, our life is the most glorious and we are able to fulfill the will of the Lord upon us. Let us come back to the Gospel according to John chapter 10. The Lord Jesus used sheep, shepherd, and sheepfold as the metaphors. They were the most common sights among the Israelites. Jesus revealed himself as the door of the sheep. In chapter 10, verse 7 mentioned, "I'm the door of the sheep." I remember when I shared a Bible study in the past, there was a doorway for the sheepfold of the Israelites, but there was no door to open or close physically. The shepherd just slept at the doorway. Hence, the shepherd acted like a door. All the sheep entering and leaving must pass through him. When the Lord said, "I'm the door of the sheep," the Israelites could understand easily what Jesus meant. Thus, the shepherd is the door of the sheep. When talking about the shepherd, the Israelites also can understand it easily, as God is the shepherd of Israel. When the Jews heard Jesus speaking in parables about sheep, shepherds, and the sheepfolds, they knew perfectly well. The teaching of Jesus must be about God and them, just they never imagined that the speech by the Lord Jesus was so awesome. He said that he came and people may have life and have it abundantly. Who dares to say something like that? Even their heroes, Moses, Elijah, whom they esteemed, even David, whom they were proud of, didn't dare to say such things. He comes to give life. Only God can give people life and have it abundantly. Only God can make our lives brilliantly and gloriously. And he emphasized himself that the door of the sheep also has the same meaning, for he gives life to the sheep. They can go in and out and find pastures and have life abundantly. Jesus emphasized that he is the only channel. We don't raise sheep and we don't get close to sheep either. We may not know the characteristics of sheep. Yet for the Jews, they understand the sheep well. For instance, they are short-sighted. If a group of sheep moves together, the sheep behind always follow the one at the front. If the leading sheep falls from a cliff, all the sheep in the herd will fall since they are very short-sighted. Thus, the leading sheep is very important. But what's more important is the voice of the shepherd. In fact, the sheep can hear the voice of the shepherd. They can tell whether the voice belongs to the shepherd or not. And this is very crucial. It can be said that the only skill and the greatest skills of a sheep is to recognize the voice of the shepherd. This is the key for the survival of the sheep. In other words, it is the grace given by God to the sheep. Brothers and sisters, we may not know many things in our lives, but what we shall be good at is to hear the voice of the Lord and recognize the voice of the Lord, and to follow the shepherd and follow the footsteps of the sheep. We should go to the Lord and listen to his voice and draw close to him. We are invincible all over the world by trusting in him. Apart from being short-sighted, there's one thing which is fatal to the sheep. That is, if a sheep falls, in other words, it turns over, it is so difficult and it is not possible for them to climb back up. I once watched a short video on the internet of a sheep turn over on its back. It couldn't get up no matter how hard it tried. The shepherd had to help the sheep to roll over and it helped itself to get up again. Then it seemed to faint, and it could only regain balance slowly and gradually. That is to say, if there's no shepherd to lift them up, it will not be able to survive. There are another characteristics of sheep, which I won't go into details. It is a reminder to us that our lives do need a good shepherd, who is the Lord Jesus. If we leave the Lord, there's no way for us to be saved or to grow. When I read this passage in the Bible, the Lord Jesus compared us as sheep. I find this very blessed because sheep are fat and carefree. They don't have to worry about eating. They don't have to worry about whether there are lions or wolves. There is a good shepherd who provides and protects us. The sheep don't have any skills. They may not know anything, but they can produce wool and milk, and they became the offering to God. Brothers and sisters, though we don't have any skills or abilities in our lives, yet the most precious thing is we can offer to God. Then we have contribution and we're the blessings to the world. Brothers and sisters, the Bible reminds us to listen to the voice of the Lord. The more obedient we are, the happier and the more abundant we will be. This is the rule set by God. The sheep listen to the shepherd, and they need a shepherd. I'm very grateful and so happy to the Lord that I'm the sheep of the Lord. He is my good shepherd. The Lord Jesus used sheep, shepherds, and sheepfolds to tell us the parables in the Gospel according to John chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. The Lord Jesus clearly said that he is the door of the sheep. He is the only way. In verse 7 to verse 10, the Lord Jesus said that he is the good shepherd in verse 11 to 18. There were again a division among the Jews because of these words from verse 19 to 21. They thought Jesus was demon-possessed, and Jesus proved that he is Christ and the Son of God from verse 22 to 38. And lastly, some Jews did not want to believe in Jesus from verse 39 to 42. Let us read in chapter 10, verse 11 again. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Do you find it strange? Normally speaking, the shepherds do not need to die or lay down their lives for their sheep. That's only one meaning here for the good shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. Hence, there's only one meaning that Jesus had to die on a cross for each of us. He sacrificed his life to bear the penalty of our sins in our place. The good shepherd became the Lamb of Sorrows. I'd like to give you one more verse. He loved me and gave himself for me. The Lord Jesus laid down his life for us. He laid down his life for each of us. I believe that if you were the only one in this world who sinned, the Lord Jesus would be happy to become a man and die on a cross for you to bear your sins. He loved you and gave himself for you. May we treasure this personal love of the Lord for us. Let us respond to him with our love. We just read verse 22 to 33 of this chapter, in which the Lord Jesus clearly states that he is the Christ sent by God. He revealed his identity as the Son of God, yet the Jews did not believe him. Truly, I enjoy these verses because I find that both Abba and the Lord love each of us most in one heart. For instance, no one will snatch them out of my hand. There is another verse which mentions no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. Abba and the Lord care about us and protect us in the same way. Hence, there is nothing that can snatch us from the hands of Abba and the Lord. We belong to Abba and the Lord. In addition, the Lord Jesus also mentioned he gives us eternal life, and Abba gives us to the Lord. That is to say, Abba and the Lord give the best things to you and me. The Lord is eager for us to know Abba and gain Abba. Thus, it is said that the Lord gives us eternal life. Do you remember what eternal life is?
Eternal life does not mean to live forever. The most profound meaning of eternal life is that we know God, we enjoy God, and we experience God. The Lord wants us to enjoy Father just as He enjoys the love of the Father. And our Abba also gives us to the Lord and gives the Lord to us. Our Lord is not only a shepherd, but He is a beloved shepherd. He has the most loving relationship with us. Abba likes to give the Lord to us as our beloved. He also gives us to the Lord as His darling love. It's so precious. Abba and the Lord like to fulfill this love dream in one heart. The Lord Jesus said that I and the Father are one in verse 30. This is the most profound statement that the Abba and the Lord are the closest, the most intimate, and the most united as one. I and the Father are one. I enjoy and treasure this closeness between Abba and the Lord. I'm amazed at the deepest love and the unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are closely related to us. We are the plant of the intimate love from the Trinity God. Our appearance is not by chance or aimless. How wonderful! Our appearance comes from the deepest love and unity, the most glorious and loving heart of the Trinity God. You and I were born from this nature. How precious are our lives! How brilliant is our eternity! We are united closely with the Trinity God forever. In this union of love, no longer there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but with us as well. Hallelujah! My heart is really excited. I really have to be grateful. I have to worship, and I have to return my heart to Him. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. Let us be quiet and get close to Abba and the Lord alone, if you have time. May the Lord bless you.